So then you join the Sisters of the Sorrowful Mother.
I was in Oppenberg. Normally, you know, you go to the steps, you become a candidate, and when you're there, a few months, you become a postulant, and then you, after 6 months, become a novice. And that takes 2 years then before you can make a vow to become a sister.
The Sisters of the Sorrowful Mother, tell us what their mission was.
In the United States, they had mostly healthcare. Healthcare was a very strong mission here. Over in Germany, it was more retirement centers and kindergarten and school. They operated or managed a few hospitals, but didn't own hospital at the time. So after I was there for a few months, they had asked me, besides being religious, you know, we can't pray all the time, we always have to do our work, you know, so they asked me what work I would want to do. And I told them at the time I wanted to be a nurse. That was okay. We had needed nurses.
Their first community was St. Francis Hospital in Wichita, Kansas.
Over here.
In 1889 in the United States.
Yeah. I became a novice. Then I could not go immediately with a group of sisters that left for the United States. I had to at least stay a year as a novice before they would allow me to come to the United States. So I stayed that year, and then after that 1 year, I still was interested to come to the U.S. Well, actually, I said I would go wherever they needed me, and that's where they sent me.
Then you came to the United States in 53.
Right.
And you were 22.
I was 22 by then because it was in September, and I was 22 in June.
Where did you come into the United States?
I came in New York. I believe it was Kennedy Airport. That's where we landed. And then from there we flew to Milwaukee directly. That's where I stayed for the first 3 years in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, because I was then learning English, but at the same time go through what the sisters operated themselves was a high school in Milwaukee. So I joined the group that was going through high school.
And ultimately they were in Wisconsin, Minnesota, New Mexico, schools in Kansas, health resort in Danville, New Jersey. That's quite an order.
Still is. When our founders came over to the U.S., and that was in the late 1800s, it always kind of fascinates me when I read our history. The first, I believe, 11 years, she started 10 hospitals with nothing, absolutely nothing. No building, no faculty hall or whatever. But every year she would start one. She started the one in Wichita, Kansas. There was a hospital before because it was a doctor that had a building and they donated it to this hospital. And there was where the Mercy Sisters at that hospital. But they had left. So that's when he kind of asked the sisters to take over this hospital. But there wasn't anything there. They still had to start with practically nothing. It was in the Midwest because there were plenty of religious in the East and in the West Coast. But it was the Midwest, you know. This was kind of not really that densely populated. So that's where we started, and every one of our hospitals from here up to northern Wisconsin, Minnesota even, they all had farms along with it. Because that's the only way they would get the food they needed for themselves and for the patients they had, you know. So they operated farms, and I remember when I first went to the first hospital after I got all my education, it was New Mexico, we still had a farm there. We didn't have to farm, the sisters didn't. We had lay people farming it, but it was very important that we had a farm so we had some food.
All along the way here, when you saw these sisters starting with nothing, were great role models for you, weren't they? Even to where you are today.
Yeah.
That you thought about what they did with nothing.
We did with nothing, and what a contrast, you know. It's a